You're listening to SBS News.
The federal opposition leader Anthony Albanese is isolating at his Sydney home after testing positive to COVID-19. While sidelined from the election campaign for the next 7 days, he's told the ABC it won't hold him back.
Well, we were getting momentum, but I'll be back for the second half. And this is a long campaign. And if I was going to get COVID, it is better to have got it now than in the last 3 weeks of the campaign.
Labor MP and campaign spokesman Jason Clare has played down concerns that Mr. Albanese is largely unknown among voters. He says the real problem is that the public knows Prime Minister Scott Morrison too well.
They know he abandoned them during the bushfires. They know that he failed them by not buying enough vaccines when we were stuck at home, when half the country was stuck at home last year. They know that he failed them during the floods, when people were stuck on their own roofs waiting for helicopters. They know that this government has deliberately kept their wages low for a decade. They know that this government has rorted taxpayers' money for their own benefit. They know that Scott Morrison's own party call him a liar.
It comes at the end of the second week of the election campaign, with Australia's national security emerging as a key issue. On Tuesday, China announced it had signed a security pact with the Solomon Islands to promote peace and maintain domestic stability. But there are concerns the signed deal could lead to a Chinese military presence in the region. The Prime Minister hasn't ruled out that Solomon Islands government officials were bribed by China. Scott Morrison has told Channel 7 that China doesn't follow the rules.
We are very well aware of what China has done in many other countries around the world, and we have a very good understanding about how they operate in the Pacific. As Prime Minister, I think what is the best thing for me to say is they don't play by the same rules as transparent liberal democracies.
During the week, the coalition accused Labor's deputy leader Richard Marles of being soft on China, citing a speech he delivered in 2019. In the speech, Mr. Marles said he was conscious of the growing role that China was playing in providing development assistance in the Pacific, and that it was a good thing because the Pacific needs help, and Australia needs to welcome any country willing to provide it. Mr. Marles says the coalition have misinterpreted his comments and that Australia needs to earn the right to be the natural partner of choice for countries in the Pacific. Campaigning with the Prime Minister in Ipswich, just outside of Brisbane, Defence Minister Peter Dutton apologised for comments he made in 2015 when he joked about rising sea levels due to climate change in Pacific Island nations.
I made comments at the time which were off the cuff, flippant. I apologise for them. It's never been raised. And if you want to take Richard Marles' word or Anthony Albanese's word, that somehow what's happening in the Indo-Pacific at the moment is the fault of Australia, then they don't have any comprehension. They haven't had the security or intelligence briefings.
The issues of national security and the Solomon Islands China security deal came up in the first leaders' debate. Mr. Albanese criticised the coalition's handling of the deal.
This isn't so much a Pacific step up, it's a Pacific stuff up. They've known about this for months. No foreign minister visitation, no defence minister visitation. They just sent a junior burger along in the last week.
Border protection was also discussed, with the Prime Minister questioning if Mr. Albanese had changed his stance on turning back boats.
So when you were Deputy Prime Minister, why didn't you support turnbacks then?
You weren't proposing.
It was our policy.
You were not
turnbacks were our policy before the 2013 election. I was the shadow immigration minister. I designed the policy.
Mr. Albanese said he supports boat turnbacks. Mr. Morrison was asked about plans to establish a federal anti-corruption body. The design has received criticism from former judges and prosecutors for not holding public hearings into politicians or launching inquiries from anonymous tips from the public. The Prime Minister said he stands by his government's model.
It is not a kangaroo court. It is not something that is trying to trial people in the media. It's not about who your boyfriend is or things like that. I've seen these integrity commissions in my own home state of New South Wales, and I've got to say, I haven't been impressed.
Leaders were also asked about the future of the National Disability Insurance Scheme, including a mother of an autistic boy. Mr. Morrison's response has drawn criticism, to which he later apologised for.
I can't Jenny and I have been blessed. We've got two children that haven't had to go through that. And so for parents with children who are disabled, I can only try and understand.
Mr. Albanese was named winner of the debate with 40% of respondents supporting him. 35% backed Scott Morrison and 25% were undecided. Mr. Morrison announced Anne Rustin would be the Health and Aged Care Minister if the federal government is re-elected. It led to Labor saying this would mean cuts to Medicare, though the coalition has denied this. Mr. Morrison has also continued to back his hand-picked candidate for the federal seat of Warringah in Sydney's north, Catherine Deaves, who has drawn controversy for a long and recent history of comments considered transphobic. In one social media post, she likened her lobbying to stop transgender athletes from competing in women's sport to standing up against the Holocaust. The federal electoral roll closed on Monday. More than 17 million Australians will be eligible to vote when the federal election is held on the 21st of May. It's the largest number in the country's history. Arianna Lucente, SBS News.